Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nortman.
Brad Nortman and Alex Strofe running the show here at the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios. Kyle Wallace hanging out at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. You, KBN Nation, enjoying Alex Strofe's 100 days to Kickmas.
Ooh. Oh, that's good.
100 days till the Packers kick off, and so now every Friday, Strofe will have a cover song. If you miss We Didn't Start the Fire version from Billy Joel of the Packers on their way to kickoff, go back and listen on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee or listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Now, we talked a lot about this yesterday here, but Kyle did some further digging into the question from Fox 11. And to why he is going to be even more. I mean, he was already team love. Kyle, you loved this audio. I know you did. We'll play it again. And then we'll get your second day reaction to what Jordan Love had to say to Fox 11 when talking about taking a quote unquote step back.
What is a step back is what I'd ask. You know what I mean? Everybody has different opinions, things like that. You know, you got to block that stuff out. So it's all about the goals of the team at the end of the day. You know, I'd say we won more games than we did the year before. So that's why I ask people, what is a step back? So everybody has opinions, things like that. Try and block that out. And just focus on doing me, being the best player I can be, like I've talked about, and go forward. But at the end of the day, you know, personal stats, things like that, that's all in the back. You know, you got to focus on the goals of the team first and foremost.
Kyle?
When I hear that, when I hear that audio and I think about the fact that Jordan Love, I think, you know, I'm no longer allowing people to talk about he took a step back, because when I think about it overall, how we should look at the last season, we should look at the last season understanding that Jordan Love missed two games. And shout out to Ryan Wood from the Journal Sentinel, because he spoke with Jordan Love. Great, great article he wrote. And the fact that Jordan Love missed two games last year against two bad football teams. You're talking about the Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans. If he would have played in those two games and he would have been healthy in those two games, do you not think he would have had better numbers overall? And then you look at the fact that he also got hurt against the Jaguars, where he missed that game in the second half, and against the Chicago Bears, where he got hurt, he missed the second half. You're talking about multiple opportunities to have snaps that Jordan Love missed last year. So on top of all that, fellas, when people are talking about a step back, Jordan Love played through a lot of discomfort last year. And he even talked about the fact that when he was moving around in the pocket reacting, he had to get reaccustomed to that. He had to feel out the knee. So when people are talking about Jordan Love took a step back, if you look at Jordan Love's numbers last year from when he actually played, when he was hampered by injuries all year last year, if you extrapolate him playing a full 17-game season, you see that he did not take a step back whatsoever. So I just want people to understand that when you say Jordan Love took a step back, you don't know what you're talking about, because clearly you did not watch all the Packers games. Did he make some mistakes? Absolutely. But I would not say this kid took a step back. I would not say you should lose any confidence in him. Do we want to see more growth from him? Absolutely. But I'm not accepting any slander about Jordan Love saying that Jordan Love took a step back, because he absolutely did not take a step back at all last season. He was hampered by injury for the entire season. The entire season that young man was hurt, and he was out there trying to play through injury. So again, I think Green Bay Packers fans should go ahead, get on the bandwagon, support Jordan Love, and understand that Jordan Love, if he can stay healthy this year, he'll be a top five quarterback in the NFL. I'm not even concerned about that. Jordan Love will lead this team this year.
I want to...
That's my period.
Ask, yeah, no, I get it.
That's my period?
Yeah.
Did you just verbalize a punctuation mark?
Yes, he did. When you're on talk to text, so. I was able to kind of gather that, Kyle, of when you were coming to an end. What I will ask you, because when I hear you talk about Jordan Love in that way, you sound like you're on his team's payroll, the Jordan Love brand payroll. Not saying anything you said was potentially wrong, but what I would add is he also, throughout all that, had some times last year where he made decisions that might have been even worse than we saw in 2023, the carelessness with the football. And it seemed as if they went heavier in the running game, running 52% of the time last year, leaned on Josh Jacobs every first series because they wanted to cut down on Jordan Love's decision-making and interception. So, like, it's not that he, like, again, he didn't maybe didn't take a step back, but as Jason Wilde says, it's not like he took a giant leap or a step forward. He maybe stayed afloat and is still progressing to go forward because I hear you on extrapolating all.
Do you understand how significant that is? Wait a minute. You know how significant it is for somebody to play through injury, and you just said somebody that had a torn MCL last season, somebody that had a hip injury last season.
I don't think
you
he
just
tore
said he basically
MCL.
Stayed on. He had a partial tear of his MCL last year. And then on top of that, he ended up hurting his hip. So you just said that a player who was playing through injury played on par the same way
he did. I don't think he partially tore his MCL. So now you're really starting to throw this out there.
I think he's a grade two sprain. A grade two sprain is a tear. It's a slight tear of the MCL. That's what that is. That's what a sprain is. And so all I'm saying is the fact that you're saying that a guy that was playing through injuries last year didn't regress, and he played the same that he did the year before when he was healthy, that's actually a good sign. That should be a good sign. His passer rating increased as well. And then on top of that, fellas, remember when Jordan Love had an issue throwing interceptions, and then what happened? He went 7 straight games without throwing any interceptions.
Because they limited the amount of opportunities that he had.
Were pretty far down at the end of the year.
His attempts were down. His attempts were down because they had an excellent running game. They had an excellent form.
Yeah, are you on the payroll? John brings up a good point, and I was kind of alluding to it earlier on the Carbless Talking text line. No slander against Jordan Love, says the guy who said he was selfish last year by holding out 3 days in training camp.
That was me being honest. That wasn't being slanderous. That was me telling the truth. That's all. There's a difference between slander and telling the truth. Slander is when you're just saying stuff just to say stuff. I was telling the truth. It was selfish to hold
saying
out.
Saying stuff to say stuff. That's kind of what I'm listening to right now.
There is a difference between being slanderous and a difference between telling it like it is. There's a difference. Slanderous comes with ill will intent. I didn't have any ill will intent. I was just saying what I saw.
Dave from Aaron chimes in. Love didn't take a step back last year. It's more he didn't take a step forward.
He didn't look like the quarterback at the end of 2023. I can't think of one game. Maybe the Arizona Cardinal game. What was that, like week 5 or something? Week 6? Where he was in rhythm and I think 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. But the back half of 2024 was when he was playing his best football, but it was very much game management. Let's not turn the ball over. Let's be very balanced with the running game. We didn't see that Jordan Love from 2023, the back half, often at all during 2024. Now, I know he was injured, and I think that is a reasonable, I don't want to use excuse, maybe reason as to why we didn't see that. But I think when, I agree, he did take a step
back. Key indicator of how his performance showed.
Yes, I don't think he took a step back. But you would expect a quarterback now in his second year of starting, financially compensated as a top quarterback in the NFL, and everything slows down to continue to take steps because he's going to be 27 years old this year. So I think maybe the rate at which we thought Jordan Love would improve just wasn't there last year. Now, if you want to say it's because of injury, we can say that. But that puts extra pressure on him this year because he can't repeat what he did last year. That's not good enough. I mean, 24 touchdowns. I know he was out a couple games, but, you know, mid-20 touchdowns, double-digit interceptions, you know, low 60s completion percentage. That is stats of a good quarterback, but not a great quarterback.
And I'm glad you brought up the completion percentage point because when we had Jason Wilde join us yesterday here on Kyle Bruston-Hortman Listen Back on the ESPN Wisconsin app, if you didn't hear it, Jason mentioned he was writing a story for Channel 3000, and he looked at the data and the info of that late run in 2023. What was that completion percentage? 72%. And so the hard part about gauging Jordan Love, in my opinion, from last year, despite everything that he had to go through, was he still ended up around that 62-ish percent completion percentage. Where's the middle ground? Like, you know, like where's the middle ground of like I was this 72% completion guy, and it was supposed to be even better, we thought. In other words, there were drops that plays into that. I get that. But where's the 65% guy that is consistent? You're not thinking about decision making. That's why Kyle's like, I'm not taking any of this step back stuff. I agree that he just didn't take that step forward that we were all expecting. It's not that he had a bad season. Just when he's coming off a year where you paid the guy a lot of money to be a franchise quarterback, and in the way that 2023 ended, It just probably didn't feel as complete because of how well he played at the end of last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah, no. I completely understand that. But again, Brad said the reason why we can say his excuse, because excuse doesn't need to be a bad thing. It's the reality of the situation that your quarterback was trying to play through injuries. And so I really do believe that Jordan Love was completely hampered by his injuries last year. That's why he could not raise his game to another level. And then on top of that, the football team, they didn't need him to be Superman. They didn't need him to do a lot because they had a really good running back that really got going. They ran the football more in the second half of the season, and they ran the football more overall this year. And so he didn't need Jordan Love to do that. Remember, the Packers were missing Aaron Jones for a little bit during his first season. Aaron Jones got hot, the last four games of the 2023 season? So they didn't really have a running back they can depend on halfway through that season, so you had to depend more on Jordan Love. So things changed a little bit. He may not go for, 4,700 yards because they have a really capable running back, but it doesn't mean Jordan Love still won't dice up and carve teams. And so, I feel very confident that Jordan Love,
what you're saying, we all agree with,
is going to be continued to be very good.
Now, Kyle, well, you started with a conversation with, I won't take this step back slander, but I think it's a fair conversation.
I'm not taking it because he didn't take any step. It's not. He didn't take a step back last year. He didn't. He was injured last year, and he still, he played on par. He played less games, and he only threw six less touchdown passes.
He threw more interceptions.
In less games.
He threw one more interception.
Well, he threw 11.
And if you want to extrapolate the data with more games, there would likely be more interceptions, even though he cut down at the end because they were utilizing him differently.
They were utilizing him differently, but I don't think they were utilizing him differently because they didn't want Jordan Love to throw interceptions. I think it's because of the fact that they had a really good run game with Josh Jacobs. I don't think they were saying, we can't put the ball in our quarterback's hand because we're nervous he's going to throw an interception. That would be a slanderous thing to say. And that's not accepted on KBN for now.
Oh, wow. With authority. Not accepted on KBN.
Period.
You didn't want to use an exclamation mark?
Exclamation point.
Comma.
Yeah, where's your comma? You didn't throw any commas out there.
Oh, I don't use commas. That's what
semicolon.
What is that?
I'm lost on semicolon. Ain't no way. I still don't understand semicolon.
It's like,
I
believe, half of a break.
Yeah, I don't understand a point.
But also a continuation.
That's stupid. I think it's supposed to make two separate points. A semicolon.
Stupid.
Then
stupid.
Just put a period and make another sentence.
You could do that
out loud.
Thank you. Yeah, stupid.
English.
I don't think Jordan
editing angles is stupid.
Took a step back, but I believe his receivers took a step back, which hampered him taking a step forward.
Here's a good example. I agree. I don't think Jordan Love took a step back. Semicolon. I believe his receivers took a step back.
Two separate sentences with the
Why
same line of thinking.
Yeah, I hated it. Semicolons suck. Ban semicolons.
What?
Bad take.
What is the purpose of that? What does it tell me?
How many times do you read something that has a semicolon in there? It's basically a show. You're a grammar show off.
It shows that the sentences are related
right,
in some way.
Nerd, shut up.
It's two main clauses.
Separated
by a pause.
Clauses.
Nice work of clauses.
People forget I worked at a newspaper.
Get out of here.
Cool.
Are we doing...
Cool.
So
cool.
We've been planning to do something next for a long time.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Why not?
Oh.
Wait, are we talking about the same thing?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Is it a guest?
Oh, no. I know. That's not happening.
No.
Oh, that's not happening.
No, that's not happening. No.
How things work?
No.
Oh! That's next?
Yeah.
Next, baby.
Oh, it's Friday, baby. I can't wait.
If you have any questions on how things work, we're not going to have the answer because we're going to ask you how things work next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
So they are lucky. Those other teams, whether it's Kentucky or whether it's Oregon or was it TCU?
That was TCU.
TCU, they're lucky I didn't play in that game. You got upset by a bad team, TCU.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
A lovely day. For Daniel the Sloth, it will be a lovely day. When I go cut his lawn, thanks to the donation he made to the Mac Fund, he chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. Ben, when are you coming to mow my lawn?
How big is that lawn again?
2 acres.
Oh. Wow.
Daniel.
Let's do a rainy day.
I'm going to give you my email on the text line, and we're going to have to figure out a... I think he's in the Madison area.
If I'm not mistaken, we decided you are using a push mower, and we're not talking about one that runs on gasoline, correct?
What?
Because Gabe Neitzel has a push mower. Isn't that how we got there, Brad?
That rotating, spinning blade.
That's what we agreed on, is it not?
I mean, we might have to pull the tape. That's our.
Go ahead, pull the tape, because that's not what we agreed on.
It was push. No, it was push
Kyle,
mower.
Kyle, you weren't even here,
now, I watched it.
He listened back because he wanted to know what he was being nominated for while he was not on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was on the beach like, ooh, they're tripping.
Yes, you were on the beach enjoying yourself. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. How do things work?
I often think deeply.
You do.
I often do.
Yeah, you do. Often.
And if one is as aware of the world around one as I am, questions start to linger.
Arise.
Arise. And they arise and then they linger.
Linger.
Like a question of how does a mirror work? How do mirrors work? So, somebody explain this to me. Because you could tell me it's glass, but I'm looking at glass out in the Third Street Market Hall and that's not reflective. I see right through it. How does a mirror, what is a mirror made out of? That it reflects exactly what it's looking at? Like, how does a mirror work? It makes no sense
to
me.
And in theory, wouldn't a mirror, if a mirror was truly a mirror, wouldn't it be flipped? Wouldn't it be reflecting back, like, the horizontally backwards of what we are seeing?
It is. It's not a true depiction. It is the inverted depiction of
right.
what we're seeing.
Well said. That is the part that's always thrown
me
off.
And what's crazy about mirror is... Like,
so we're starting with mirrors here?
It shouldn't have form because it's only reflective of what it's seen.
But it has the form of your body and the reflection, you're saying?
But it's like, how can something have form that all it does is reflect what it's pointing at?
Can I tell you one that I was thinking about?
Yes.
So I'm holding a keyboard.
Oh, wow.
And... A typewriter made sense because you'd press
Wait. Are you taking us off the mirror topic?
Well, this is how things work.
Yes.
Mirror was bad.
Yeah.
No, mirror's good.
Oh, how, so do you have any explanation for how it works?
Well, Ryan just says...
why is it reflective?
There is mirror paint. Dave, shaking my head, it's just reflective backing on the glass.
What does that mean, reflective
backing? What does that mean?
Backing?
I don't know. How do things work?
Into glass, you can see yourself.
What is the reflective backing made out of?
Google it.
Glass.
Well, I tried to Google this earlier today, and the only answer I found was that the University of Arizona has a mirror major, and I tried to reach out to one of the professors.
No.
To no avail.
Come on.
They must be on summer break. I left a voicemail.
I just want to get through. We've had a lot of these in our brains.
All right, what do you got?
So you know how a typewriter?
This is going to be so dumb.
Makes sense.
Yes. What do you mean
you
it makes
press
sense?
It, the B and the ink corresponds with the button. How come when I press B on a keyboard, how does it go from the keyboard through a wire? Like there's just this wire connecting
board. Ben, look at the keyboard. You have an actual keyboard in front of you, right?
I'm holding
it. Rip a button off.
Yeah, I get it. There's a button you press.
Destructive, huh?
But how does it go from this keyboard through a wire onto a screen? Like what's
immediately.
What's in these wires that makes it go right to the computer?
But what does that mean, technology?
That's what I'm saying. What is technology?
Technology
is just dumb, too.
No,
I got one.
How did somebody in the caveman era to where we are now, was it the Industrial Revolution?
Caveman.
Wait, what? We went from caveman to Industrial Revolution.
What are you talking about?
Like, how did we go from such simple people? Who was the first? Like, who was smart enough to be like, I'm looking at all these rocks and all the stuff that's in the world and be like, we can make all of this?
That's called evolution, growth.
How? Well,
speaking of cavemen.
We're also, we can't come up with anything.
Do you want to know how language was invented? What are you doing right now?
Kind of.
But wait, speaking of the caveman, can someone explain to me fire?
Fire.
fire is so trippy. You feel its heat, you see it, but you can wave your hand through it, and there's no form. It's just like, it's like gases.
Well, yeah.
But like, but you can see it, and it's destructive, but it has no feel to it.
I'll
but
one-up you on this one.
What?
Wind. Wind?
Oh, God.
Dude, you can't see wind.
Well, yeah, it's air. You can't see air either.
Where does it come from?
You can see the flags flap from the wind. Like, so, like, it's... like. Yeah,
where does wind come from?
I don't know.
I think...
Kyle, are you on the same page as me that these guys are just idiots?
Well, question. When you see tornadoes, you see wind, don't you?
You see the dust and leaves and things that the wind picks up, yes.
You see the evidence of wind, but you don't see wind.
That is correct, yes.
But still, where does it come from? Where does wind come from?
Kyle, what do you got?
This is one thing I've always been curious about. Where do colors come from? Like, how did you come up with colors like red, green, blue? Like, behind you, Ben, you have the ESPN Milwaukee. I see, you know, the red ESPN.
Color
I see
one
the black Milwaukee.
Me.
I see the blue. Like,
in a tizzy.
How did we get these colors? And some people can't even see them. So these are literally some people don't even know what we're talking about.
Dude,
they're blind to these colors. And who named them?
How? If you're colorblind, are you do you just see the world in black and white?
Yes, and like grays.
Seriously?
A lot of gray.
Oh, that seems miserable.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
So if you're colorblind, you go to the beach, it just looks gray?
Oh.
Like, if you're colorblind, does a rainy day and a sunny day feel the same?
Oh, wow. Maybe colors can have levels of brightness. Can you imagine a color that you've never seen before?
Like we all know, not we all, but like that ESPN is red.
It's red.
No, it's rojo. It's rojo.
That's Spanish for red.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't know what you're doing.
Red is.
How do I know that
still,
my red?
Who came up with that?
How do I know that when you see red, and I see red, it's the same red?
That's what I don't.
Because like it could be blue. Like
to
I
me,
see
to you, that yes. could be blue, but it's red.
It could be.
But it could be blue.
We agree it's the same color.
We agree it's the same color, but you might be seeing it
blue.
Way different than me.
Yes.
But blue...
You know this happened to me yesterday.
But blue to you could also be red. Right? You could be calling... No, I'm serious. You could be calling blue red.
That's real.
And it could be the same exact color, but the way you've been shown red...
Keep going.
No, that's real.
But do you know what I'm saying?
It's all in our minds. It's our minds. I had on pants a couple days ago, and I said they were blue. My girl said they were gray. And she said, baby, those are gray pants. I wanted you to wear gray pants a couple days ago, but you're wearing them now. I said, baby, these are blue. And literally on the pants, it said ash blue. She said, see, I told you, it's gray. I said, baby, that says blue. Ash blue.
Jake and Delafield, you're colorblind. Get in here. You're on the Carpus Talking text line.
Yeah, hey guys. I don't know if it touched on it while I was on hold, but there's different severities of colorblind. So I don't see in black and white. I see colors I think would be just like you guys might, but some of them look the same. So like for me, blues and purples look identical. You could hold up a blue pen and a purple pen and I would just be guessing, or reds and greens.
Do you feel like you're being robbed of life?
Well, no, because I don't know what it looks like in the alternative. And so I tried those colorblind glasses because I don't know if you've seen videos of that where people who are colorblind and they put them on and they like start to cry because they've seen colors for the first time. Well,
oh, wow.
They didn't really work for me because I already see color. I just, a lot of them look the same to me. So
wait a minute. When you said red and green, you said red and green, you can't differentiate, right?
Yeah.
So what color is it? When you see
That's right. So like the stoplights, for example.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Dude, how did you get your license?
You can't drive.
What, do you use context cues?
Guess it.
You memorize the order. You memorize the order. The top is red or the left is red.
You see the light. You see
right, if it's
something brighter.
Light. Yeah.
So is it gray? Are red and green both gray?
No,
well, it's the same to him.
But what color
is he seeing? Are you seeing red or green?
Yes or no?
A lot of times
he doesn't know. How do you not know? You got to know this, Jake.
Right. No, so a lot of times when I explain this to people, their response is, what you're telling me is you just never learned your colors growing up. And I'm like, no, I know that it's either blue or red, blue or purple, for example. I just don't know which one it is. They look the same to me.
So in order to pass first grade, I'm your teacher. Jake, I'm your teacher in first grade. In order to pass first grade, I have one green colored paper in my right hand and one red colored paper in my left hand. And I said, which one is green? You wouldn't be able to pass unless you 50-50 guessed.
Is there a third color? Is there a third color that looks like green and red to you?
Wait, come on. Jake, so when you see ESPN, Jake, so when you see the ESPN logo on YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, ESPN Madison on YouTube, when you see our ESPN logo, you've been thinking it's green or brown your whole life?
I just think that it's either green, brown, or red, and someone is going to be there to tell me which one it is if I actually care.
Oh my God. But also, brown is thrown into this too.
It's red.
So green, brown, and red.
So for example, like I'll be like to someone who knows, I'll say, "Oh wow, that the grass is really green." What do you mean? How do you even know the grass is green? You don't know your color. Well, I've learned that grass is green. So in my mind,
so you're lying to us.
Wow, that is
mind-blowing. You're lying to us, Jake. You don't know if it's green.
Yeah.
So when Christmas comes around,
poor guy.
Thank you, Jake. We really appreciate it.
So when Christmas comes around,
there's a lot of green and red.
There's a lot of green. So a lot of the same color. It's all the same.
It's just lights.
That sucks.
That's crazy. Wow.
That's why I asked him. It feels like he's robbed of life.
The stoplight one is crazy.
Hey, he's managed. He's managed. Good for you, Jake. You don't know colors. You don't see color, brother. He did say, it sucks.
Black and white? What if everyone looks black and everyone looks white to him?
Wow.
Oh, well, that'd be a good thing for some black people. You get along.
I really liked how things work.
This is fine. I have so many of them. I have a note of about 30.
Keep them in your back pocket. That was how things work here on Kyle, Bruce, and Ortman.
Can we keep going?
No. We have more to get to.
I have a question that will blow your mind.
That's coming up next.
All right.
You okay with that?
If it blows my mind.
You're listening to Kyle, Bruce, and Ortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I am Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Learned a lot about colors and being colorblind the last segment on Kyle, Bruce, and Ortman. Derek chimes in. Oh, that was the wrong text. David chimes in. My wife is colorblind. Her teacher thought she was a smartass in class because of how she was coloring. For example, our caller, Jake, said he sees red and green the same. So she was like, all right, everyone, color red. And then David's wife probably grabbed a green marker.
Trying her best.
Messed it up.
Colorblind aware.
John in Brookfield, you're on the Carbless Talking Text Line. Is this on color strophe?
All right. Well, no, it's on everything. Listen, Norton, sit down. You're embarrassing your science teachers at Brookfield Central.
Oh, wow.
I cannot believe that you got out of high school with these stupid answers to these questions.
Get them,
John! Let's go through them one by one. let's start with a mirror. A mirror, guys, is just polished metal. Can you imagine taking a piece of copper or brass or something and shining it up real nice? Right?
I've never seen brass that can be a mirror.
No. But, all right. So, how about aluminum foil? Picture in your mind aluminum foil with no wrinkles on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really smooth. So, they put a piece of silvering, it's called silvering, on the back of a pane of glass. The photons of light strike the silver, and because it's a metal, it ejects another photon. So the light hits it, it bounces back to your eye. Okay, that's a mirror.
You
What's
lost me on
two?
Photon, but you sound like you're smart. Next.
Yeah, well, no, I used to teach this stuff.
Photons.
Yeah. So, light particles, okay? Light waves. So there was the mirror. What was the next one?
Keyboards?
Keyboards.
Keyboard. Brad is the letter B. He's going to just be standing there. And we've got electrodes attached to him wherever you want to imagine there are electrodes attached to him.
Dude, you're too smart for this program, John. Yeah, you're too smart.
No. Yeah, it's too smart. It's too hard.
I push a button. A small current it's a little switch. A small current goes and shocks Brad, and all he does is strikes the letter B. B. That's it.
Okay, ooh. I actually like the way you explained that one.
What about
colors?
I'm still not sold on mirrors, but
colors is really the bugaboo here.
Okay, so colors are, once again, it's physics. It's a frequency of light. So the fact that you guys are saying, yeah, I see red different than you see red, all very true, but that's biological. That's the sensors in your eye picking up the wavelength. There is something to be said that red is exactly 450 nanometers of light. That is what it is. Now,
come on,
how
now.
You perceive it,
come on now.
It's what? Up to you. No, I just tired of it. You guys hit all of this stuff that was taught in high school. Nortman was too busy going out to the field and punting instead of being in science class.
Can I propose a question that I'm confused on?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
The universe is expanding, right? From the Big Bang?
Yep, yep.
Where is it expanding to?
That's a great question. And that's more theology than it is science.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
Does the universe have a boundary? That's a great debate. Oh. And I'm not willing to go into it right now.
Me either, John. It's a Friday. John, thank you for the call.
I need John to call in every Friday.
Yeah.
John, how things work.
Fantastic.
That was very, very, very smart.
How things work with John from Brookfield on Friday.
Hey, he's from Brookfield.
Might
smart
even get
guy
on the
Brookfield.
Payroll with
John,
that answer.
John, how do you know all this?
I used to teach science.
In Brookfield?
That's how I know Norman went to Central, and I know he was a punter.
Did you teach me ever?
No, thankfully not, but I bet I could name your high school teachers.
But you know what?
I think he said he knows your
high school. He can name your high school teachers.
Oh, wow.
He can name them.
Pull my report card.
Open door policy. Anytime you call in, you're going
on
the air.
He's an automatic on the air.
Amazing. Amazing.
I listened a lot. I was driving, and you guys are driving me crazy, and I had to call.
Thank you, John. Thank
exactly
you
what
service.
We strive
I'm
here.
I'm glad we're driving
when you're driving home
people.
On a Friday, yeah. We're driving you crazy that we forced you to call.
My science teachers were not as close to being as interesting. That's why I didn't do very well.
450 nanometers is red.
I know, but... stop on the colors. The whole universe boundary thing has me about falling out of my chair. Like, whoa.
He said, I ain't going there.
Yeah, no, yeah. I might pass out if we have that conversation.
Yeah.
Whew, gonna need a breather after John. Me, at least. Next. Strofe, next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Ben's pretty good at impersonations.
Hey, he's
quotes.
Pretty good.
I either crush him or suck at him.
He's pretty good at faking it.
Yeah. Yeah, being a faker.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
800-990-3776. Cody chimes in. That was the real Professor John. We have Professor John Anderson on Tuesdays. Oh. John Anderson of SportsCenter. That is the real Professor John for Friday.
We should ask him
work.
How things work.
Yeah, he's not that kind of guy. He's like a journalist guy. Those guys are boring.
How?
I was trying to take you out in the same time.
I'm not a journalist.
Okay. Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. I guess I'm going to go to Josh Kenosha here. Josh, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, well, for starters, I've never heard anyone make Brad look like Ben on the intelligence radio.
Hey, he did.
So that was interesting.
Good confidence boost here.
I'm just saying. But my birthday is tomorrow. I want to get some ideas for fun activities for a single guy out on the town.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Well, thank you, guys.
What town are you trying to hit?
I'm turning 39.
39. Okay.
One away from the excitement.
Big 3-9.
What
for a single man, huh? What are you into? Are you into partying, clubs, bars? Like, what are you into? Are you into, going on rivers?
Rivers.
I'm open for anything. I mean, you know, roller coasters are always fun.
Not your realm, Kyle. Now you're taking shots. I was really trying to help you, but now I'm going to defer to the others, and I hope you have a very boring birthday.
Kyle, just because he brought up you being scared of roller coasters? Yeah. Sensitive.
He didn't need to take a shot at me.
Kyle, I'm very sensitive.
I was trying to help the brother out. I was going to give him different ideas of what he could do.
We literally say the word roller coaster, and Kyle freaks out. This phobia is real.
Where were you going with Rivers?
You take a boat on the river. Go up and down the river.
Are you volunteering the pontoon?
Is the pontoon open for KBN Nation?
KBN Nation got a... Yeah, one day.
But not Josh, who went out to go see you and meet you in IKEA, who's turning 39 and is single and looking to have some gals on a boat.
Wait, that's the Josh that was. Oh, Josh, I'm just playing. Oh, man. Listen, man. You better go.
Here comes Backtrack Kyle. Go
have a good time in Kenosha. Go to some of those bars. Go get you a good burger. Go hang out, man. Go hang out and, you know, have a good time.
Look at you just drowning right now. Drowning.
I mean, I have so many ideas, but it has to be offline.
What are your offline? What do you mean?
Go to a gentleman's club and get a chicken marsala?
Like Kyle did in Vegas?
What do you mean? If I say it offline, it's offline.
Hey, bro, Josh, listen here. Kyle's got a great idea for you. You go to a Ferris wheel and you take that for a quick spin. That's Kyle's idea of fun.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, that is a good time. He's a single guy. Obviously, he's looking for somebody for the 39-year-old.
You know what I mean?
Bro, just go hit up Brothers, whatever.
Whoa. This is a good one, Adam. Go to the Brewers game.
Brewers are at Philadelphia.
Yeah, go fly to Philadelphia.
Go to Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Take a solo trip. That's what you should do. Take a solo trip and have a good time.
Yeah.
Solo trip.
What city, though? Philadelphia?
You guys suck at this.
No.
Go to Vegas, Josh.
Don't go to Vegas. Nah, go to an island where nobody knows you.
An island where nobody knows you? You go from Tahiti?
Yosh. Ah, yeah.
Sounds like a cheap adventure.
Spend the whole day flying on one day notice.
JD chimed in.
I can't help you, Josh.
As we were trying to get to how things work here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman, and we got to the universe. I don't know why you took us that deep, Brad.
I don't know either.
Universal expansion is string theory. There's also a great retractor and attractor dealing with dark matter.
Ooh, the invisible string theory is great.
Do you know anything about it?
No, not on a Friday, man. I'm already feeling small. I don't want to feel smaller.
Well, I was more referring to a different invisible string theory, I think, then. Invisible string theory is about relationships, compatibility. Right?
Okay.
So you meet somebody. My girlfriend, great example, because we are the happiest couple on the planet.
Oh my gosh.
Kyle, you saw us last night. You would attest.
Kyle and baby girl were there too. Are you saying you're happier than Kyle and baby girl?
Baby girl and Strofe's girl got along great last night. They were yapping, hanging out, right?
Yapping.
You know, to my surprise, Strofe isn't as lovey-dovey as I thought. He was away from his girl half the damn time.
That's true. I was having a good
just by herself sitting down. We can fend for ourselves.
No, we were having a good old fashioned time.
Sounds like you were having a good old fashioned time.
She had a great time.
Do we know that?
Yes, we got in the car and she was like, "That was so fun. I'm so glad we went." She had a great time. Anyway, so the invisible string
truth is telling the truth ever.
She can call in again if you want. I would never lie on her name.
No. All right.
So the invisible string theory is about compatibility and background. Okay. So, me and my girlfriend grew up in very similar areas of the state. We know many people that are similar to we have mutuals, right? And we were connecting dots. We were like, whoa, we were at that same party in high school, but we never met each other. And then it's like, whoa, you know this person from high school who you went to college with, but I went to college and I partied with them. So we were like, let that party together. And then we end up doing this and you did this and we worked this far apart in high school and college.
So what's the theory?
Can we end this story?
That you have all of these similar experiences in your background, but you never connected until the time was right. Invisible strength.
Now, is this for everyone?
Isn't that 6 degrees of separation?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Kyle.
Oh, like you know what that is, Ben.
It's basically... I know what it is.
Let me go here.
This
ought to be good.
6 degrees of separation, right?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. You tell us, like genius.
You might be... I know what it means.
Oh, do you?
I do.
So, use words.
Yeah, I know. I gotta try to find the right ones.
Slow down.
All right. 6 degrees of separation is like Brad and I. We both went to University of Wisconsin, and we never crossed paths, and we kind of came together.
No. 6 degrees of separation. You want to try again?
Do I?
I mean. I believe
you were. I thought you were going in the right direction.
6 degrees of separation is you are connected to any given person.
John,
professor. The idea that you are connected to any given person on the planet, given 6 degrees of separation.
If I got six people, I could connect to the entire world.
Yeah. So like, I mean.
Like, I know Thanasis Antetokounmpo, who knows people in Greece, who knows people all over there. Yeah. I know this person in L.A. who knows people there. Like, you're connected to everyone somehow, some way.
Yes, with given six jumps from person, like, it could be whoever. It could be the most, the wildest
I feel
name.
Like we just did a horrible job explaining that.
The Prime Minister of England.
I can get to him?
You could be a sixth, somehow you could do it.
What we got rolling here, Strofe?
Our new exit song.
Turn it up. Keep it alive. Opinions clash, but the vibe will thrive. Sports and banter, a perfect blend. KBN's the show that never ends. We're not ending. We're going till 5 o'clock on 94.5 ESPN and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Coming up next in Beaver Dam, you have Corey and Wally in the Dam Sports Show. On 100.5 ESPN Madison, you have Jim, Matt, and Molly. And in 2 short minutes, we have a surprise. If you haven't heard it, it's absolutely amazing. The 414 Hour at 4 has been revived. Coming up in 2 minutes. I'm telling you, don't go anywhere. 2 minutes. The show that never ends.